My next topic of today's 12:17 at 5:11 is why do people always do the best that they can to bring the worst out of you? So when you're doing good and you're focused, people will bring up stuff of your past, or they'll bring up stuff that you used to do, or they'll bring up places that you used to go, and they'll try to make it seem like it's so good on the other side when you actually have it the best of the best already, just so that you can join them in misery. That shit crazy. That shit blow me. I don't understand. I never understand. But growing up being black, you would think that people will learn how to avoid conversations that are detrimental to relationships, friendships, any ship. Words, conversations, and decisions and discussions will alter the state of the friendship, because once you talk about something somebody don't want to talk about, or you talk about a sensitive subject, or you get off topic, people start handling you a different type way. So if you know that they start handling you a different type way, or their body language change when you talk about a certain subject, that means you should try to move around that. You feel me? If you really love that person, you really cherish that person, and you really cherish your time with that person, you'll make sure that you stand on top of not talking about sensitive subjects, or not dibbling and dabbling in bad past endeavors of people, so that they can join you in doing what it is that you want to do on your own free will when you just that fucked up as a person. If you fucked up as a person, don't try to drag 3-4 more motherfuckers over here to the fucked up people side. Don't do that. Leave them people where the fuck they at. You ain't got to even, you know, you ain't got to bring the bad side out of nobody because you having a bad day. Your bad day was scheduled. Whatever higher power that you serve designated that time for you, and you only. That's why you get one social, one birthday, one set of fingerprints, and one set of toes, you know. And when you're a child, you don't get penalized for your mistakes. But you should get reprimanded. But as an adult, you should set aside your childish ways. So if you know that your friend used to be a crackhead, you don't come by the ass and file some crack rock just because that's what your fucking habit is. If those people have graduated from that era, why take them back to it? That makes no sense. But it's just a small another segment. If I got some viewers, y'all make sure y'all... I mean, not viewers. I'm so used to doing TikTok conspiracy theories and stuff like that sometimes. I always say viewers, but since I got some listeners, a few listeners, and I don't know if y'all got nothing to do. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm just sitting outside in the 72-degree Fahrenheit air on December the 17th. In my whole 4 years of living, I never really had such hot Christmas. But when the seasons and shit change, and the storms and stuff come, no matter what side of the world they come on, there will be more. So you want to be prepared. And I'm going to break down the numerology for 2020 and some of my next upcoming podcast. I'm not breaking them down now because I'm still working on them. I'm gonna start doing readings, but you know, isn't that, you don't have to believe it, that's just my intuition, you know. That's, it is what it is. You can take it, you can leave it. Follow me on social media. Follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, and follow me on YouTube. I got a Twitter too, but I can't remember that name. But my name is DeyesJane, and that's on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I changed all my social media and everything to the same name so I can see if my people really support me or not. And if I get a random request and your ass sit there for a little while, just let me know, hey, I listen to your podcast. I'm trying to, you know, tune in. Because I got some groups that I am establishing and I'm going to have up and running for next year. I'm also going to become a notary here soon. So follow me. I'm going to be having some financial literacy, some credit help. But as far as credit help right now, this free credit help. Go sign up for a selfcard.com. And that should boost your credit score, as well as sign up for Experian Boost. If you sign up for Experian Boost, you can link your bank account. And when you link your bank account, you will be able to get credit for paying your bills, okay? Make sure you also sign up for Credit Sesame. I'm going to do a TikTok on this, financial literacy. I'm going to make sure that I hit all the points that I need to hit so that we can start 2021 and come in with a bang. You know, shop at Dollar General on Saturdays. It's $5 off $25. Make sure you clip a coupon. Sign up for PNG coupons. We're going to save this year. We're going to eat healthy this year. Switch out some of that alkaline water and don't use sulfated shampoo. So those are some health tips. I'm going to be dropping some of those on you. And if you're fighting any type of cold, make sure you're boiling lemon, ginger, rosemary, and lime, and a bay leaf. You'll feel better. Thank me later. But love you guys lots. Thanks for the support. And it's Deyes Jane. That's DeyesJane. I'm gonna also open up some more things. I'm not really looking for any donations or anything like that. I'm just dropping gems. So go follow me on TikTok. And we're gonna start this year with a bang. Watch this. We'll see. So like I said, it's December the 17th. It's 5:19 my time. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit. The world is shifting. Make sure you watch the birds. Pay attention to everything in your surrounding. Pay attention to what you say out loud this year, okay? Just make sure you stay on top of that. And each day you want to start with a prayer. You want to thank your higher power, whoever that may be, for waking you up. Be positive. Try to cut out some of the lies. Eat a little bit healthy. You'll do a little bit better. So, you know, I'll holler at y'all. Oh, yeah. And follow me.